This is Vicky.
Hey, Vicky, this is Sam over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Hey, not too bad. Not too bad. Looks like I received your online application. Did you have a couple minutes to talk right now?
I have as long as you need.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Perfect. I'll try not to take up too much of it, but...
There's probably a lot of questions because there's probably a lot of information that's not there.
Yeah, and you know, that's really, I kind of wanted to just give you a call and clear up, find out exactly what we're working with here. So I guess, you know, I'll take it from the top here. The name of the business that you're with,
it used to be Boogie Bear Property Services.
Okay.
And we started that in 2010. And this past November, I bought out the other person, and it just became Wagner Property Services. It's the same business, same people, it's just a different name.
Okay. All right. And I'm sorry, what was that new name?
Wegner, W-E-G-N-E-R, Property Services.
Okay.
I still have all the same clients except one, and that would be Safeguard, but other than that, everything's the same.
Okay, perfect, perfect. So the original one, you said, started in 2010.
Yes, 10 of 2000, it was 11, let's say 10, 31 of 2010.
Okay, perfect. Halloween. Nice.
Yeah.
All right. And now, so are you the 100% owner of the business now?
I am.
Okay, perfect. All right. And then is the address of the business still the 575 South Worthington?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And am I saying this properly? You are located in Idaho, but the state that you're incorporated in is Utah?
Okay. Boogie Bear Property Services was incorporated in Utah, but Wegner Property Services, when I took everything, I bought him out and took everything over, is incorporated in Idaho, and it's an LLC now.
Oh, okay. Okay, perfect. Perfect.
Okay, so our biggest year was 2014. We did just under $400,000, and he did some really stupid things, so I basically started over last November.
Okay. All right, I gotcha. All right. Okay, so that at least clears up a little bit of the picture for me. Now, I guess I'd like to get kind of a good idea of exactly what you're looking for. We do have kind of a lot of different programs, so depending on what your specific need is, I can match you up with something that fits best. So
okay.
How about, why don't you just, you know, give me an idea of what you're looking for here.
Okay. Like I said, in actually probably October of last year, I bought everything out. We fired or got rid of our biggest vendor, our biggest client, which was Safeguard Field Services. They owed us $180,000, and we were going further in the hole with them. And they, if you look them up online, they owe a lot of people a lot of money. And it was just, it got to a point where we just couldn't do it anymore. But we also made the most money with that company. So I called all of our people we'd worked for before, and I built that back up to where I've got a pretty good clientele now again, and I am running three crews in Idaho, and I've got all the equipment, I've got everything that we had. It's just I started with, you know, a few small clients and started basically over again.
Sure.
I should say over again because we didn't start at zero, but it's been a little bit of a rocky road. We have money coming in. We've always had money coming in. But it's been me, and it used to be me and my ex-husband, and that's where I'm at. And, I mean, we're growing, and I've been in the industry, almost 7 years?
Mm-hmm.
So, I clean up foreclosed homes. I maintain them. I clean them out. When people move out, we winterize them. We board them up if they need it, change the locks, clean them so they can be resold. I work with a lot of realtors, a lot of banks, a lot of field service companies, some individuals, pretty much across the board. We'll probably do 225 this year. So,
okay.
I mean, it's from just being me and three crews now, it's we're doing pretty good.
Sure, not bad.
I was just looking to build again, but I'm going to need the capital to do so. I don't. It's just me now. Me and my 17-year-old who I'm trying to run this. So.
Okay. All right. So, you know, I kind of got good idea of how that's working out then. As far as bringing on some new capital, a couple questions for you. First, do you have any idea how much you were looking for?
Between 10 and 15,000.
Okay. All right. And what would that primarily be used for?
To update some of the equipment and just expanding, being able to hire a few more people so we're not getting behind.
Oh, okay. Yeah, absolutely. All right. Expanding. Sorry, I'm taking notes in my hand, so it takes me a second to write all this down. Okay. And did you have any idea how soon you wanted to bring the funds on?
As soon as I could.
Okay. All right. I can work with that time frame. Okay. So my next question is, as far as your personal credit goes, how does that look? Is
it good? It's sitting at about just between a 500 and a 600. It's not real good. I went through a divorce.
Okay.
And okay. But all of it was assigned, not that this matters, because I've talked to my local bank, but the judge, I got the house and he got the rest of it. And the rest of it, he let the truck get repossessed and he let a lot of stuff go way south, and he lives in a shoebox now, and there's not a lot I can do about it except pay it off.
Sure. So, okay. Well, you know, with credit being an issue, at least for these programs, the working capital programs, it's not a major issue. It's definitely something. It's something that we take a look at, but for these programs, it's primarily based off of your sales. So even if credit is a problem, we're usually still able to get, you know, the capital that you're looking for.
Even typically, if you can just start out to see what I need to show, I can show you what I can do. I'm willing to do that.
Sure, and you know what? That's a great mindset to come into this with, because that will get you a whole lot more options down the line. So to give you a brief kind of rundown of what we're working with here, you're looking for, you know, 10 to 15,000 to do some updates, a little expansion, just kind of get the ball rolling. So we do have some programs that are kind of like a starter package where we're able to set you up on an initial term for, usually we can do 10 to 15% of your top line revenue. So if you're tracking to do 225, you'd be looking at something available to you between 20 and 25,000. So the 10 to 15, we're in a very realistic area to get that amount. Now, as far as the term goes, now the credit is going to be a factor in how long I'm going to be able to get you qualified for a term. But, you know, if this is something that you can at least get started with and then look for more in the future, it's a really good option. Let's say
That's fine with me.
Okay, so let's say we're able to get you the 15,000 and you're able to get started with it. We would set you up on something probably along the lines of like a 12-month term. So it's relatively short, but once you get midway into the term, usually about 40% of the way, and you're showing that you can make the payments on time, from there, we open you up to a renewal option where you can refinance, restructure the loan, where there are additional funds available, and the terms are a whole lot longer, and the rates are lower because you're a returning customer. Once that's the case, it mitigates the risk for us, so the cost of the loan goes down. So I think that's probably the best bet for us. Let's shoot to get you the 15,000 and look at it as a first step in the process. Set you up on the payment plan, show that you're making it on time, and then let's open it up and get you a larger amount that you can do even more expansion with.
Okay.
Now, let me see here. Do you have any other current loans out with the business?
I do not.
Okay, that keeps it pretty simple. All right, and let me see. Okay, so basically what we do from here, if we kind of agree that's the path we want to take, the next step is to get you qualified, to get you approved. So what I do is I will try to get you approved for the largest amount. Based off that 225, I'm going to shoot for something between 20 and 30. Now, if we get you approved for that, you don't need to take that full amount. You can take just the 10 to 15 and start with that. We can always come back and take the rest if you want more. But we can start with, you know, just the beginning.
I don't want to overdo it, though. I don't need to overwhelm myself.
Exactly that. And I would recommend to at least for the first step, keep it kind of a mild action and then get midway in. Know that it's working, and then go ahead and take the larger leap. Now, to get you approved, I'm going to need a few things from you. And I can, I'll send you an email with a list of all of these, but I'll just run them by you right now. I'm going to have you fill out a one-page application. I know you did the application online, but this application I'm sending you is going to be a little more specific to the program that I want to get you into. So I'll need the application and then 6 months of your most recent bank statements.
Okay.
And the most recent business tax return that you have. So do you have the tax return finished for 2015?
Just about. I mean, I can send you what I've got. I mean, it's going to be mailed in the next couple of days.
Okay. If that's the case, then send me what you have, but can you also send me 2014?
Yes.
Okay. And that's just to play it safe. If we can do that,
but it's going to show a significant decrease in volume, and I just don't, but keep in mind, it's only me now, and that's been my biggest concern, because
Absolutely. And let me give you a little feedback on that. I understand that there's going to be a drop from the 14 to the 15, but to get you qualified on this particular program, it's not that big of an issue. What we're really going to do is look at those most recent 6 months of the business bank statements to see what the cash flow is for that. From there, we'll get you approved based off of your recent cash flow. So don't worry too much about the difference between 2014 and 2015, because we're going to do more of a real-time analysis to get you approved.
Okay.
Now, my next question is, do you accept credit cards as payment?
We do not.
Okay. We're going to keep this process very easy then. All right. So if that's the case, then all I need from you are the 6 months of the bank statements, the two tax returns, and the application. From there, I can go ahead and submit it for an approval. It usually takes me about 24 hours to get an answer on that. So once you get everything back into me, in about one day, I can turn it around and we can go over a couple different options as far as the approval amount and the term that we're working with, and I can break down everything for you then. It'll be a little more clear.
Okay.
Now, let me see. I don't know if I have your email address. What's a good email address to send this to you?
WegnerProperty@gmail.com.
WegnerProperty. That's WEGNER property.
Right.
@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. Yep.
Okay, perfect. So I'll put the email together right now. It'll have the application attached to it and that list of documents that I'll need from you. Did it all sound like something you have pretty handy?
It's something I can get within a couple of hours, yeah.
Okay,
perfect. Because I'm driving.
Okay, if you can get it back to me in the next couple of hours, I can go ahead and get this thing submitted and possibly get you, you know, some answers, hopefully by tomorrow afternoon. If not, we would be looking at Monday.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. Well, I will send it out to you right now. Did you have any other questions for me while you have me on the line?
I did not. Thank you, sir.
Okay, excellent. Thanks a lot, Vicki.
Bye-bye.